This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and we're awaiting President Barack Obama to deliver his lecture accepting the Nobel Peace Prize. And yes, I don't know if it's an auspicious sign for the moment of world peace that is upon us all, but the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony is beginning to acquire some of the trappings of, say, the Country Music Awards. Mary Elizabeth Williams, Takeaway culture critic and writer for Salon.com. There's a whole big music extravaganza that goes along with the Peace Prize ceremonies, and, you know, I don't know if I like it.
It's the it's the down and dirty, raise the roof side of the Nobel Prize.
It's been going on for a while.
It's been going on since 1994, and yet people still don't know that there is this big concert that happens. It's going to happen tomorrow night. Everybody's going to loosen their ties and get down and funky to the sounds of Toby Keith and Wyclef Jean. It's probably one of the most unusual lineups in the music year. It makes the Grammys look completely sane and logical.
Well, let's play some clips for a moment. But first, I'm just wondering, is this the Oslo civic leaders trying to boost sort of the profile of the city of Oslo? Or is it some sort of Burning Man celebration, some spontaneous outpouring of culture?
There is going to be so much raving going on, people with glow sticks. No, well, of course it's about promoting the city of Oslo.
Right.
Why not? You're not going to get, you know, you want people to come in and get crazy and spend money in your town.
But wouldn't you, in terms of the Nobel Peace Prize, and back me up on this, Celeste, wouldn't it be better if it was like a grassroots movement, if people converged on Oslo to hear music?
Oh, like a Woodstock kind of thing?
Yeah, there you go.
And wave that, right. But, or you could just get Toby Keith.
All right. Well,
some of these other people.
Here's the band Westlife, who performed at the Nobel Prize concert in 2000.
Well, the next song we're going to do for you guys tonight is actually a very, very special song to us. It was our first single off our brand new album, Face to Face. And it's very appropriate because the co-writer of this song is actually Norwegian. So it's very cool that we're here tonight with all you guys.
That was a bit of a stretch to justify this song.
I am strong when I am on your shoulders. Raise me up to more.
So what's the theme of this year's concert, if there is any? A thread of the bands and the acts?
Anybody we could get, probably. Westlife, this is their third appearance. You can the theme is that Westlife appear on this stage again and again and again.
They're huge at the Nobel.
They're huge. They are the premier act of the Nobel Peace Prize. When Al Gore shared the prize in 2006 for climate change, they had Earth, Wind, and Fire. You can kind of get something there. You can understand why Wyclef Jean, who performed at one of the inauguration balls, would be there to come out for Obama. The show is being hosted by Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, who were big Obama supporters.
Right.
But then you're also going to get people like, maybe you've got some clips, but we've got Donna Summer. And I certainly hope she does the full 8-minute version of Love to Love You Baby, but that may be just a personal choice.
I mean, the precedents are there. Sinead O'Connor, Yusuf Islam, formerly Cat Stevens, has also performed at this particular concert. We'll take you out with Wyclef Jean.
And I'll tell you, a friend of mine in Oslo said the real rock star of the show is going to be Obama.
This is Donna Summer.
Oh, this is Donna Summer? Oh.
Yeah.
Mary Elizabeth Williams, Takeaway culture critic and writer for Salon.com. Of course it is.